And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their lives. This week, David James is plagued by books.
You know, sometimes I think my trouble started when I learned how to read. A good book stops me in my tracks. Political ones, such as The Way of the Knife, about the CIA's secret army. Histories like Vietnam and America. Novels, mysteries. I just finished a chronicle of the Gastonia, North Carolina, 1929 textile strike, and a novel that surrounded that experience with the beauty and anguish of the mountains, Call Home the Heart by Olive Tilford Dargan. Almost 8 months of my life just disappeared as I went adventuring with Patrick O'Brien's swashbucklers Aubrey and Maturin on the poop decks of 20 Napoleonic War sea novels. Like Scout Finch, I think I was reading since I was born. Through elementary and high school and finally college, it was a struggle to pay attention to the coursework. All I wanted to do from the second grade, when that confounded librarian at St. Thomas More introduced me to the Hardy Boys mysteries, was run around the neighborhood on bikes and go-karts, playing war with Tootie Oliver and Wado Medlock, and after dark, read. Sometimes under the blanket with a flashlight. Did you ever do that? I was the no-trouble kid on the long family motor trips. I measured the distance from Atlanta to my grandmother's house in Syracuse as 1 to 1.5 mystery books or 1 Tom Sawyer type. We had this stack of young adult biographies of Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett, George Washington, Molly Pitcher. Further, Grandma had, besides a real barn and a portion of the actual 18th century Erie Canal in her backyard, an attic full of her 6 children's juvenile libraries. All the classic children's books, Peter Pan, Kipling's Mowgli stories, Dickens, plus all the World War I boys' adventures, like the Air Service Boys and the Boy Allies. In college, I could never focus on my assignments. I should have majored in English Lit. I loved the interwar novelists. Political science just didn't have the great reads it does now. It was mired in anti-communist liberalism, so I became a theology minor, almost by default. Among the theology students and younger professors, there were the beautiful meditations of the Christian socialists, Dorothy Day and the Barrackins with their calls to action, Norman Thomas's social gospel, and Paul Tillich's existentialism. Bertrand Russell's expositions of Vietnam war crimes, Eamon Hennessy's pacifist meditations, and Martin Luther King's writings were my major underpinnings of my 60s anti-war patriotism. I was enticed to the glories of the inner self by Alan Watts, R.D. Lang, and Timothy Leary. At the same time, I could escape the misbegotten world into Frank Herbert's, Larry Niven's, Harlan Ellison's, and Isaac Asimov's utopic and dystopic universes. At my ancient age, after 2 cataract operations, reading hasn't gotten any less absorbing. I chose the house I'm living in because it had 5 great places to read. It was a cold February day in 2013 when the realtor, bless his name, called, "I've got the house for you." And I tore from room to room, calculating in my mind, let's see. Little office off the living room, I'll put a couch by the wood stove for the winter with its western exposure with 5 windows for light. Here's a sunny window in the bedroom anytime in the afternoon. A second bedroom doubling as a library right off a sun porch that'll be a conservatory and spring-summer guest room with a couch hideaway bed. And glory be, an outside back porch for warm and sunny days. I was at the bank 15 minutes later with earnest money. And though the heater went $400 rattle and crash this week, I've had no regrets. What's on deck for spring? A Second Grandchild, St. Patrick's Day, The History of Wonder Woman, and The Shepherd's Life, from England's Lake District native and poetic activist shepherd James Rebanks. Honk if you see the light burning at night, from David James and Michiana Chronicles.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.